弟兄姊妹请打开新约圣经以弗所书的第四章。
Brothers and sisters, please open up to the New Testament in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
我们要继续从前所交通过的来看下去。
We'll continue to read on as we have previously shared.
我们由第十一节开始 读完第四章。
We'll begin with reading from verse 11 to the end of the chapter.
弟兄姊妹找到你就听我们读。
Brothers and sisters, once you have found it, please listen as we read Ephesians chapter 4.
你们留心看经文里面的话是讲什么。
Please follow along very carefully along the scriptures.
第十一节开首
，starting with verse 11。
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再作小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and by cunning and craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职。照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人全虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord,that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart.
你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象做的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Who being past feeling, having given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus,that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
所以你们要弃绝方言，各人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷， 总要劳力作亲手作证经时，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Wherefore, putting us away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, and that he may have to give to him that needeth.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、怒恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，全怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
我们读以弗所书好像读了成年几两年都没读完。
It seems like we have been reading and going through the book of Ephesians for a year or two, and we have not been done yet.
虽然好像同上一次我们隔了成有半年。
I think the last time we shared on this is about half a year ago.
不过我相信弟兄姊妹仍旧会将以弗所书的信息是留在心思的里头。
But I believe brothers and sisters still have kept the message of the book of Ephesians in our hearts.
因为以弗所的信息是非常清楚地摆明一个事实。
Because the message to the Ephesians very clearly placed this fact for us.
教会是基督的身体。
That is, the church is the body of Christ.
这个身体必须要长大。
And this body must grow.
因此我们在神的面前所有的等候就去留意。这个身体怎样可以能够长大
Therefore, all waiting before God is, how in order does this body grow?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
当圣灵把我们带到这个这样的信息里面去的时候
When the Holy Spirit does bring us into such a light,
它乃是从神创世之前所定规的旨意的时候开始。
The Holy Spirit begins even before the foundation of the world.
因为在创世之前神就已经定规了他要将堕落的人挽回回来到一个地步。
For even before the foundation of the world, the will of God has been determined that he will atone for man in their falling state to a point.
不单单是仅仅是同神恢复一个正常的关系。
Merely for man to be reconciled to this normal relationship with God.
而且是要照着神起初那个定义来去彰显神自己的那个安排。
But even back to the original will of God to manifest what he has willed.
弟兄姊妹都记得神造人的时候有个两个很明确的目标。
Now brothers and sisters still recall that when God created man, he has very clear two points.
一个是要直接被造的人去彰显他自己的荣耀。
One is through the created man to manifest God's glory.
神是怎样的荣耀就在藉着被造的人就去发表出来。
However glorious God is, it is through the created man that God's glory will be manifested.
另外一个乃是神将他的权柄委托给人让人去替神去掌管神所做的一切。
The other point is that God has delegated his authority unto man so that man can rule over all the creation of God.
这个神起初造人的时候很明显宣告的目的。
This is a very clear proclamation of God when he first created man.
但是人的堕落人的背逆是失去了神这个这样的定义。
But because of man's fall and man's rebellion, this will of God was lost.
感谢赞美我们的主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
我们可以失落。
We can fall,
但是神没有放弃他自己的安排。
But God does not forsake his own will.
所以他就在过往的历史的里头按着次序 来去显明佢救赎嘅旨意。
Therefore, even in history past, God has manifested according to His order, His will.
首先挽回我哋呢班喺神嘅面前失落咗嘅人。
First, God redeems us who have fallen before Him.
然后藉着我哋被挽回翻嚟嘅呢一班人。
And then through us who are first redeemed.
就系称为喺基督里边首先有盼望嘅人。
And that's what is said in Ephesians, we are first who have trusted in Christ.
从呢一班人嘅身上开始。
Starting with this group of people,
神将他起初的那个定义 一点一滴这样来恢复在这个宇宙的中间。
Point by point, God restores His original will in this universe.
所以我们在以弗所书里面非常清楚地看到神作工的那个目标是向着一个点来向前行的。
Therefore, we're able to see from the message in Ephesians that in the restoration work of God,His focus is on each point at a time.
同埋我哋一般人所想象嘅係好唔相接近。
It is very far a contrast to what we normally would think.
一般人所想象嘅就係話，我係離開咗神，但係神拯救我挽回我，我得著拯救，我就已經滿足咗神嘅心意。
The way that we would normally think is, yes, I've fallen away from God and God has restored me. Now I'm back into His will andthat is done.
但是神的安排远超过这一件事。
Yet the arrangement of God far surpasses that which we think.
并且我们一再的是从神的话的里面去看见。
And we have repeatedly saw from the word of God.
我们跟神恢复那个正常的关系是我们在神的那个荣耀的旨意里面的起点。
The restoration of our normal relationship with God is only the beginningof the eternal will of God.
在这个起点开始，神继续作工。
It is from this starting point that God continues to work.
一直作到一个地步。
And God will continue to work to a point.
我们常常特别去指出那件事情。
And many a times we especially point out that matter.
我们是盼望神的儿女心思里面能够接得过这件事。
And we do desire that in the hearts of the children of God, they're able to receive this over.
因为这件事情是神在历世历代以来等待要去完成的。
Because this is the very matter which God has been waiting throughout the ages for it to be done.
这件是什么事呢？
What matter is this?
要到有一天。
That is till one day.
所有被造的天上的地上的都要在基督的里面同归于一。
That all things created, whether in heaven or on earth, will be all summed up together, gathered as one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个同归于一乃是神的最终的目的。
Brothers and sisters, the summing up of all things in Christ is that very end purpose of God.
神给我们的救恩是引我们去到这个终点的。
The salvation which God has given us leads to that end.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
And we praise and thank our Lord.
以弗所书就很详尽的、很完整的把神这个永远的旨意来向我们发表了。
The book of Ephesians tells us in great detail and very completely this eternal will of God to us.
在我们过去所交通过的弟兄姊妹应该还有一个很深的印象。
What we have shared previously, I believe brothers and sisters still have a deep impression.
我们本来是活在神的面前是没有指望没有神。
That before, when we live before God, we are those without God and hopeless.
但是神的挽回是将我们带回去到神的面前，叫我们成为神家里面的人。
Yet the atonement of God brings us back into the house of God to be a member of His household.
叫我们与圣徒同过。
So that we can be co-heirs with the saints.
不单只是这样。
Not only of the
citizenship. 神还继续用着我们，造就我们，建造我们，要叫我们成为神的居所。
But God will continue to use us, to edify us, to establish us, to be His holy habitation.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
如果我们深深地晓得我们这班人的出身是什么，
If we truly realize where we have come from,
我们就晓得我们能够成为神的居所是一件什么大的事。
Then we'll realize what a great thing it is for us to be the dwelling place of God.
弟兄姊妹，你我的出身不过是一堆的尘土。
Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are but dust.
我们出身是尘土，结局是尘土。
We are dust and we shall return to dust.
但是神在我们身上面显明一个作为。
Yet God has manifested this work upon us.
要叫我们不再看见我们和尘土的关系。
No longer for us to see our relationship to the dust.
我哋有时擘饼唱一首诗歌。
Sometimes when we break bread and we sing this
song. 其中有两句说话非常被宝贝嘅。
There are these lyrics that are truly precious.
我一下都唔记得好准确应该系点样讲。
Now at the moment I forget exactly what it says.
如果叫John Chu 翻译咧，佢更加记唔起嗰个原句系咩嘅啦，我估。
I'm guessing that if John was to translate, it will be far off from the original lyrics.
佢两句诗歌系咩？佢好似话系。我哋已经喺坟墓嘅嗰一边。
And so the lyric goes something into this content is that we are on the other side of the grave.
正知唔知留意呢句说话太宝贝。
Our brothers and sisters, pay attention to these lyrics. They are truly precious.
一般嚟讲，坟墓系人嘅尽头。
Generally speaking, the grave is the end of man.
你人一路走到嗰个地方，你就停喺个树，冇得再向前嘅。
That is the ending destination for man. Once we reach there, there is no more progression.
感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
救赎嘅恩典系叫我哋喺坟墓嘅嗰一边。
The grace of God's redemption is for us to be on the other side of the grave.
咩意思呢？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，就嗰个就系复活嘅生命。将我哋带入去嗰个永远。
Brothers and sisters, that is the resurrection life that brings us into eternity.
我哋敬拜赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
所以如果我哋真实嘅知道我哋嘅身份，真实嘅身份，而又晓得今日我哋所承受嘅恩典。
Therefore, if we truly realize our true status and the grace which has been bestowed upon us today,
我哋就晓得我哋今日喺神嘅面前接受神嗰个抬举，或者话接受神自己嘅个恩宠。是到到一个几高嘅地步。
Then we'll realize then of how great the grace which God has bestowed upon us or how much love He has given us today.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
正因为神喺我哋身上面所作成嘅系咁大嘅事情。
And it is because of this great thing which God has done upon us.
圣灵就藉着以弗所书向我哋解开神喺我哋身上面继续嘅作工嘅嗰、那个内容了。
The Holy Spirit continues to open up the book of Ephesians to us into the detailed work of God upon us.
弟兄姊妹晓得人嘅堕落唔仅仅系人本身堕落。
Brothers and sisters, you realize man's fall not only consists of the fall of man.
系将整个被造嘅嗰个世界都带到喺一个堕落嘅底下。
But because of that fall, it has also brought down the entire created world.
神藉着救恩。将在基督里面的人选召出来。
Through salvation, God has chosen those in Christ out.
用以弗所书第一章里面的说话来讲，就是这帮人是首先在基督里面有盼望的人。
In the words of Ephesians chapter 1, this group is those who first trusted in Christ.
神要用着这帮有盼望的人在地上来去彰显一件事。
God is to use this who first trust in Christ, who have hope, to manifest this matter on earth.
彰显一件什么事呢?
What is God to manifest?
就是神起初造人那个目的。
God is to manifest His original purpose for the creation of
man. 去恢复神造人的目的。
To restore that purpose of His creation
of man. 叫这班在基督里面首先有盼望的人成为神自己的见证人。
So that this group who first trusted in Christ would be His witnesses.
来吸引其余的人来归向神。
To draw others to God as well.
将这个堕落的世界来挽回回到去神的面前。
To restore this fallen world back to God.
听知问我们对我们这一代人来讲我们是很深有感觉的。
Brothers and sisters, for us in this generation, we have a deep feeling toward this.
尤其是我们在这个这样的世代里面你越过越看到这个世代那种的邪恶。同埋嗰種嘅偏離。
Especially for us in this generation when we see how wicked and perverse this generation is.
喺呢個咁嘅世代裏面你只睇見人嘅主張你睇唔到嗰個乜嘢叫做正義乜嘢叫做真實。
When you see this generation, you can only see what is the opinion, the democracy of man and you do not see that which is true and justice.
喺呢個咁嘅情況底下呢你唔知道究竟人活著究竟目的在哪里?
Under this condition, you live and you truly do not see what is the purpose of man's life.
人活着的意义在哪里?
What is the meaning of man's life?
好像人活着就是寻求自己的满足。
It seems as if man is living solely to satisfy his own pleasures.
情欲上面的满足。
To fulfill the lust thereof.
物质上面的物质欲望上面的满足。
To fulfill all our tangible physical needs.
个人嘅一个理想嘅嗰个满足。
And to fulfill my personal goals.
但系究竟呢一切系咪真正嘅生活嘅意义呢
？But in fact, is that the true meaning of life?
系咪真正嘅生命嘅嗰个价值呢
？Is that the true value of life?
丁姊妹，我哋回顾我哋过去嘅日子。
Brothers and sisters, when we reflect on our day,
你睇到千千万万嘅人系咁样嚟到呢个世界，又系咁样离开呢个世界。
We can see the millions of people before us, how they come into this world and they have left this world.
佢哋当年或者有好多嘅丰功伟绩。
Now perhaps throughout their lifetime they have many merits and great deeds.
但佢哋所造成嗰个丰功伟绩，今日仲有几多存留喺上
？Nevertheless, how much of those great merits and deeds remain to us today?
譬如好似我个随便举一个例子。
Even with any example,
亚洲人最牙刷嘅咧，就应该系成吉思汗。
Now for the Asians, perhaps we can boast most of Genghis Khan.
系因为佢将整个欧洲喺历史上边征服过。
Now because throughout history he has even conquered all of Europe.
亚洲人征服欧洲。
Now you can consider this for an Asian to conquer even Europe.
系咪一件大事嚟
？Is that a great thing?
但弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
今日我哋坐喺呢处嘅。
For us who are seated here today，
有几多人知道成吉思汗
？How many of us know Genghis Khan？
你就算知道有一个名字，这个名字它究竟是代表什么东西
？Even if you know of this name, what does that name represent？
弟兄姊妹，你留意到，如果我哋唔系寻找到嗰个真正嘅永远嘅宇宙嘅嗰个主宰
，Brothers and sisters, realize this. If we do not find that true, that eternal, that universal ruler of this universe，
将我哋摆入佢嗰个荣耀嘅旨意嘅里头嚟生活。
To place us into His glorious will and live，
正知活我哋嘅生活一啲意义都冇嘅。
Then brothers and sisters， our living is meaningless。
你争取到同性恋婚姻合法咁又点啫
？Even if you were to win the battle to have gay marriage，
有咩意义喺嗰处
？What meaning is there？
你睇唔到有咩意义喺嗰时。
You do not see any meaning there.
你只不过就系显露人嘅邪恶系更加嘅冇保留嘅流出嚟。
Even if you are to succeed, that only will manifest the vileness, the sinfulness of man.
我哋系生存喺一个咁样嘅世代嘅里边。
And that is the generation which we live in today.
神就喺救恩嘅里边将我哋选召出嚟，要叫我哋向呢个咁样嘅世代嚟作为一个见证。
In His salvation, God has chosen us out in this generation to manifest His testimony.
见证这个宇宙的里面有一位主。
To testify the fact that in this universe there is a Lord.
见证这位主要将他自己的荣耀、尊贵、权柄来恢复在人的身上面，叫人脱离那个黑暗的权势的限制。
To testify there is this Lord who will deliver us from the darkness of this world to manifest His glory, His honor, His authority in this universe to deliver man from that power of darkness.
叫人活在地上的时候他们是存着个指望。
So that when men live on earth, they have this hope.
而不是要看见尽头来等候那个日子。
And not merely to see the end of ourselves at the grave to wait for that day.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这都是我们过去所交通过。
And this is what we have shared in the past.
但我们就要特别来留意了。
But we must take note that.
神在我们身上这样来做。
When God does this work upon us,
他怎样做成他那个结果呢?
How does God bring this result to an end?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
如果我们顺着以弗所书的信息来去领会呢
？If we follow the order of the message in Ephesians，
你非常清楚嘅睇见喺神嗰个恩召嘅里边，系引我哋进入一个见证。
Very clearly, we can see in the gracious calling of the Lord, He gives us this testimony.
这个见证是神自己要做成功的。
And this testimony is what God Himself will bring about.
用以弗所书嘅说话来讲，就是说
，In the book of Ephesians, it says，
要将我哋呢班人去造就成为基督的身体。
It is to build us up, this group of people, to the body of Christ.
为什么要造就成为基督的身体呢
？Now, why must we be built to the body of Christ?
因为要让基督作头。
Because Christ would be the head.
为什么要让基督作头呢
？Now, why does it have to be Christ being the head?
因为要在从身体所表达的去显明 那个头的尊贵、荣耀、丰富、权柄、能力。
That is because through the coronation and obedience of the members of the body to manifest the fullness of the head, his authority, his glory, his honor, and his praise.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank
God. 这都是我们过去交通的所涉猎到过的。
These are things we touched on in our sharing
today. 我们今天就要继续上去去看。
Now today we must continue forward.
神怎样叫我们这个身体不单只是成形，而且是长大。
How is it that God will cause this body to be formed, not only to be formed, but how will it grow?
这个身体的成形是神的恩典造成的。
Now the forming of this body is all done by the grace of God.
是救恩带出来的那个结果来的。
It is the result of God's salvation.
那这个身体的长大呢？
How about the growth of this body?
仍然是神在恩典里面所作的工。
It is still the work of God in His grace.
但是身体的长大就不一面是神的恩典作工。
The growth of this body, on the one hand, it is by the grace of God.
另一面呢，要是蒙恩的人在神的面前有实际的操练。
On the other hand, there is also an actual practical exercise of those who are saved by grace.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
如果从救赎这件事上面来讲，是完全是白白的恩典。
If we're looking at it from the angle of redemption, it is all grace, free grace.
但是从身体的长大这件事上面来讲呢，是满了神的恩典的供应。
Yet, from the growth of the body's perspective, yes, it is full of the provision of God's grace.
而我们这帮接受供应的人呢，就是不住的去学习、去操练、去接受供应。
And the exercise of us who have been continuously receiving the provision of this grace is to learn to continue to receive this grace.
那等下，如果你听清楚我这个两句说话呢，你就知道了。
Now, brothers and sisters, again, if you listen very carefully to what I just said, then
you will know. 我们在接受救恩的时候，是完全没我们的任何的手。
When we receive salvation, there is none of our part, our merit at all.
全部是神自己作成。
It is all done by the grace of God.
但是在身体的成长的里面呢，
But in the growth of the body,
神不住的去供应恩典给我们。
God continues to provide grace to us.
而我们就必须要去懂得去接受神的供应。
Yet we must learn then how to receive that provision from God.
咁你就轻轻睇到一滴咁多。
Then gradually we'll see a little bit.
喺身体嘅成长嘅里面，神负责做供应，但系我哋承受恩典嘅人系有个责任去接受恩典。
In the growth of the body, it is God's responsibility to provide grace, but it is our part to learn to receive this grace.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我在这点上面是弟兄姊妹很容易能够领会的。
I think brothers and sisters can understand this point very easily.
很久很久，成半年没过来弟兄姊妹当中。
Now has been a while since I have come amidst, in the midst of brothers and sisters about half a year.
这两三年的旅途，每次过来呢，心里面都有点感觉。
Now, in these past two or three years, each time I come over, I have these thoughts.
一个坏的感觉就是说呢，哎呀，我们这帮人都老了。
Now, one negative thought would be that, oh, we're all getting older.
因为我不单只看到自己头发白晒，我看到很多从前，很多年前一起在主面前追求的弟兄和姊妹，最简单来讲，你看阿 Michael 就知道了，他都白晒了。
I see myself getting older, my hair turning white, but on the other hand, I see brothers and sisters are all getting older as well. A very clear example would be Michael and his hair.
但另一方面呢,
on another aspect,
你又看到得好好喜乐的那个感觉在那里。
You can see there's this very joyful feeling as well.
以前所看到的，我们说他们是小孩子、小孩女。
Before we see those who are children,
现在个个都长大了。
But now they have all grown up.
刚才行过至中台在我旁边行过，我才发觉他高过我了。
I just walked past Daniel and I discovered now he's taller than I am.
不单只是这样，还有很多小的 BB 仔抱回来。
And not only that, but even before there are many toddlers even carried in our arms.
弟兄姊妹，我们都长大了。
Brothers and sisters, we have all grown.
我哋都成熟
啦。We have matured.
对年长嘅弟兄姊妹嚟讲，我哋系成熟啲。
To the older brothers and sisters, we have grown a little bit more mature.
对过去年轻嘅弟兄姊妹嚟讲，就系长大啦。
For the younger ones, perhaps they say we have grown up.
但系弟兄姊妹，你点样长大？
But brothers and sisters, how have you grown?
我哋点样成熟过嚟嘅？
How have we grown more mature?
弟兄姊妹绝对唔系话，我姑且咁样讲，你出世咗之后。做父母嘅就不住俾供应你，咁你就长大啦。
I can put it this way: once you're born, and just because your parents continually provide for you, then you will grow.
如果我讲每一个人都系咁样长大过嚟嘅，嗰啲做父母嘅咧就反对。
If I say that, that is how we have all grown, then the parents will object.
有咁简单
？Oh, you think it's that simple?
我今日睇到 Helen， Angela。我就觉得，哎呀，做妈妈做到缩咗水
了。I see Angela today, and I see, oh, being a mother would have caused her a lot of stress, and that she has grown thin.
弟兄姊妹，我哋都做过父母嘅嗰一班咧，好身体回到点样去叫儿女成长嘅。
Brothers and sisters, those who have been parents truly can realize.What it takes for the children to grow.
在做父母那方面来讲，你是毫无保留的，你一定在他们的需要，姑且我用翻属灵的说话来讲，在恩典的供应上面，你会尽你所能的，你会做好的。
As far as the parents' perspective is concerned, as we have shared, that they will continue to provide the grace to the children as much as it takes for them to grow.
但当你咁样去做好嘅时候，儿女唔一定系话长大噶噃。
But just because we have done so does not necessarily mean the children will surely grow。
因为一个生命嗰个长大，嗰个生命本身系要有责任喺嗰处噶。
Because in order for that life to grow, there is the responsibility of that life。
咁个责任系乜嘢呢
？And what is the responsibility of that life？
最低限度你要接受。
At the very least, that life must receive。
爸爸妈妈煮好晒啲嘢喺个树，我话：哎呀，我唔肚饿，我唔食嘢。
The parents have the food all cooked there. Yet that life says, "Oh, I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat."
一日唔食，两日唔食，三日唔食。
One day, two day, or three days.
乜结果系点
？What would happen？
弟兄姊妹，你自己可以知道。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
你唔需要讲长大。
You don't need to talk about growing. Then.
你连维持生命都成问题。
Even to sustain that life would be a problem.
所以最简单，最简单来讲。
So very simply put.
唔单止有恩典嘅供应。
Not only as this provision of grace.
喺接受恩典嗰方面，嗰一方嚟讲咧。他必须要懂得去接受。
But as far as receiving of this grace, the recipient must learn to do so.
不单止懂得去接受，并且要懂得去善用。
Not only to learn to receive this grace, but to learn how to use it well.
所以正正一个生命的成长不是这么简单的一件事。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, for this life to grow, it is not so simple.
你说我自然就长大了。
You say, no, I grow naturally.
承受恩典是白白的。
Yes, it is free grace which we receive.
生命的长成是有责任的。
Yet, the growth of life has a responsibility.
而那个责任呢就是你去接受。
And that responsibility you must learn to receive.
接受什么呢
?To receive what?
接受供应。
To receive the provision.
善用那个供应。
And to use that provision well.
那顶着我如果我用回通俗的说话来讲。
Now, brothers and sisters, to put it plainly.
你不单止去承受上一辈同你嘅所作嘅预备。
Not only are you there receiving what the previous generation has prepared for you.
你接过嚟嘅时候呢
？But after you have received it.
你仲要好好地去运用佢。
You must also use it, exercise it well.
譬如讲食饭。
For example, eating.
咁食饭咁你食咗落去个饱啦。
You say, oh, I eat and I'm full.
咁个饱咗我就坐喺嗰度等第二餐饱，第二餐嚟再饱一饱啦。
And so I'm full. I just sit there and wait till my next meal to be full again.
系咪真系咁简单咧
？Is it really just so simple？
唔系系嘛
？No. Brothers and sisters, you know,
不是那么简单,
it is not so simple.
你接受了过来的时候,
after you receive it, you must digest it.
你消化了之后,
and after you digest it, then the members of your body must absorb it.
然后还有很复杂的过程,
and then there are other very complicated processes.
弟兄姊妹, 吸收的系统,
brothers and sisters, if you want the system to absorb
well,
and for the system to well work well,
跟着你跟着马上就了解到一件事,尤其是如今医学上面不住的提醒,不要只是吃完坐在那里,要去运动一下,
then brothers and sisters, you know then what needs to take place for it to work well. Even many reminders for us today, you can't just eat and sit there.
如果你吃完之后你不动的话,慢慢,你整个大肚腩的了,
you must exercise, you can't just eat and sit there, otherwise you have a big belly.
再过得这么多的时候,你就,你就,你就,而且呢,还有很多的问题出来了,连你呼吸都很好,会感觉有困难的。
And not only will you have this big belly, all the fat, but they'll create other health problems for you, such as difficulty to breathe and other difficulties.
我告诉弟兄姊妹,我这两年里面有个好消息。
I can tell brothers and sisters, within these last 2 years, I have good news.
我减了20几磅。
I have shed over 20 pounds.
你说为什么你这么有毅力去减二十几磅,怎么减法?
Then perhaps you ask me, oh, how can you do it? How is it possible that you have this determination to lose 20 pounds?
我减磅的办法就很简单。
My method is very simple.
我在日常生活里面没有特别的安排。
I don't have any special arrangements in my daily living. I just eat a little less.
你说吃少些东西很饿的。
You say, if I eat a little less, I'll be hungry.
弟兄姊妹不是叫你一下就吃少很多。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying you just cut all your meals at the same time.
你一个礼拜吃少一顿饭。
But even if 1 week you eat one scoop of rice less.
第二个礼拜吃少第二顿饭。
And the second week you'll eat the second scoop less.
一个月你吃少了四顿饭。
And in 1 month you have less 4 scoops of rice.
两三个月下来的时候呢,你就吃少了很多顿饭。
Then throughout the month you eat much less.
弟兄姊妹很关心我一件事。
Then brothers and sisters are very mindful of
you. Then
they ask, do you still eat the fatty pork then?
我说我照吃的。
I said, yes, I still do.
不过就是量是减。
But I eat much less of it.
弟兄姊妹你了解。
Brothers and sisters, you know that.
在我们承受神给我们的供应的这一方面, 一点问题都没有。
In this aspect of our receiving of God's provision of grace, there's no hardship in that at all. But the question is, how can this grace, provision of grace be effectual in us? Now then, that is the question and our lessons before God. And that exercise is our responsibility before God. If in this responsibility we live correctly and right,
弟兄姊妹,你慢慢慢慢你就发现,神的供应果然在我们身上成为供应。
Then brothers and sisters, you'll discover truly that the provision of God upon us is truly a provision.
神的供应不会在我们身上成为我们的累赘。
Then his provision upon us would not be a burden.
神的供应从来不应该成为我们的累赘。
God's supply should never become a burden to us.
原因就是因为我们不够尽我们的责任,以至到好像神越供应给我们的时候,在我们身上就产生很多不应该有的累赘。
The only reason for that is because we have not fulfilled our responsibility, then it seems as if the supply of God, the more He gives to us, the more burdensome it is for us.
但你能不能怪神供应得太丰富?
But can we blame God that His provision is too abundant?
神啊,不要给那么多供应我了。
God, stop providing so much for me.
弟兄姊妹,一个反应很清楚的。
It is a very clear response.
神的祝福略略减少的这么多,我们就发怨言了。
If God's blessing would decrease somewhat, we will start to grumble.
好像我们的诗歌上面讲,凡事为他预备,他就大赞美。
God, as the hymn says, that when He prepares for us, then we praise Him.
如果神向佢求一点，佢就发怨言。
But if God were to ask a little of us, we will grumble.
弟兄姊妹，你睇到我哋嘅愚昧。
Brothers and sisters, we can see our own foolishness.
你睇到我哋喺神嘅面前嗰种嘅无知。
And we can see how ignorant we are before God.
所以当圣灵喺以弗所书同我哋讲话嘅时候
，Therefore, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us in the book of
Ephesians, 一提到身体嘅长大
，When he speaks of the growth of the body.
佢已从神嘅作恩典嘅供应嗰方面，佢已经讲咗好多嘅说话啦。
From God's supplying of His grace, He has spoken much.
所以佢就转一个方向嚟同我哋讲。
So then the Spirit turns another angle to speak to us.
同我哋讲到我哋嘅责任。
To speak to our responsibility.
神所有嘅供应系要叫我哋成为神嘅见证。
All the provision of God is for us to be His witness.
咁神嘅见证点能够喺我哋嘅身上显出嚟呢
？Now then, how is God's testimony able to be manifested from us?
呢个就转到我哋嘅责任咁。
Then it turns to our responsibility.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
讲咗好多嘅说话呢？特别喺第四章嘅里边，就转咗过嚟带我哋进入嗰个实际嘅操练或者话实际嘅生活嘅里头。
After many words in Ephesians, chapter 4 switches to our perspective to speak to our practical exercise or our practical living.
我相信我哋弟兄姊妹一个神印就好深刻噶啦。
I believe brothers and sisters have a deep impression.
嗰个就讲到。这个身体和基督的关系。
This speaks of that body and the relationship the body has with Christ.
这个都是我们过去所回来覆去交通过的。
We have shared repeatedly on this.
提到因为一提到操练的时候我们必须要再一次来去接触这个关系。
Because when we speak on exercise, we must come into this relationship once again.
如果这个关系不清楚
If this relationship is not clear,
我们没可能去进入操练。
Then we cannot enter into that exercise.
所以这个关系是非常重要的关系。
Therefore, this is a very important relationship.
但是我们上一次读到第十六节的时候应该是十六节。
Brothers and sisters, last time I think we went to verse 16.
十六节那时就讲到话讲十六节那时就提到话呢凡是长进
May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
然后就跟着十六节了他就说全身都靠他联络得合适。
Then verse 16 says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together.
丁志明书提到两件很具体的事实。
Brothers and sisters, here it mentions two very practical facts.
头一件事情就是说基督是作元首。
First, it mentions that it is Christ who is the head.
中文翻译他是作元首。
In the Chinese translation, it says that he is the chief, the head.
但是在以弗所书的信息里面来讲呢似乎是直译是更清楚的。
In the message to the Ephesians, if you directly translate it, it would be more direct.
因为照着以弗所书的信息就讲，基督是教会的头。
Because in the literal translation, in the message to the Ephesians, he is the head of the body.
教会是基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个关系是非常非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very important relationship.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹还记得我曾经和弟兄姊妹有没有交通过。
I believe brothers and sisters.
如果我没记错的话我是和弟兄姊妹交通过。
Should still remember what I share with brothers and sisters. I think I have shared this with you.
如果我现在今天出现在这里。
If I appear before you today.
你只是看我这脚下面的。
If you only see the body.
即是说我没头。
That means I have no head.
你坐不坐在这里。
Will you be sitting here?
你有那么快走那么快。
You'll run away as quickly as you can.
哇你说怎么得这么多人惊的
?You say, oh, so frightening.
有个没头的人在那里。
There's someone who is headless there.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个身体没了个头是什么
?What is a body without a head?
一个身体没了个头那个就是尸体来的。
A body without head is a corpse.
是一个死亡的事实在那里。
It is a fact of death there.
所以个身体个同个头嗰个关系系非常重要。
So the relationship the body has with the head is very important.
尤其是我哋活系活着嘅，我哋更加懂得呢件事。
Especially for us who are living, we should know this.
因为我所有整个身体一切嘅动作都系受头嚟支配。
Because all the actions of the members of a body is directed by the head.
你所有嘅困难你要解决，你都反映去到头嗰度。
All the difficulties and hardships you have, you reflect that problem to the head.
然后头就在那处来调整好之后他就发号施令给各个肢体去合作来去解决个困难。
And then the head will organize all of that and will direct the commands to each member of the body to take care of the problem.
我相信弟兄姊妹一定听过我一次两次三次或者更多的来提及这件事。
I believe brothers and sisters have heard me mention this repeatedly.
你肚饿你怎么办?
If you're hungry, what do you do?
你肚饿嗰个感觉就由个肚嗰度开始。
And so the feeling of hunger starts with your stomach.
但呢个肚饿嘅感觉咧就传到去头。
But the feeling then message is sent to the head.
头接受咗呢个信号，佢就喺嗰度马上调整安排。
And the head received this message and will have the matters for the members to take care of.
佢就吩咐你只脚。
So then the head sends the message to the feet.
行去厨房。
To walk to the kitchen.
行去厨房去到边处呢
？To walk to the where in the kitchen？
去到雪柜前边。
Right in front of the refrigerator。
去到嗰处就叫你企喺度。
And then to stop right at the refrigerator。
然后佢就发第二个号令出嚟。
And then the second command will be given。
叫个手伸出嚟。
For the hand to be extended。
做咩呢
？To do what？
开雪柜咁。
To open the refrigerator。
开咗门咁咪点
？And then what happens？
第三个命令又传出嚟。
The third command will be given。
叫我哋嘅眼去睇啦。
So that our eyes will look。
去睇一下。你想要找那样东西在什么位置
to look and see what it is we want to grab, where it is.
或者去看看究竟有什么东西是可以在那个时候解决你的问题。
Or to see what it is we can take to solve our hunger at that time.
那你看眼看到了又将那个讯息传回去。
And then after the eye sees it, and then the message is given back to the head.
头又再发一个命令给手。
And the head will give another command to the head.
将那个东西拎起身。
Now take out that piece of food.
拎出来。
And take it out.
闩翻道门
，and close the door，
然后咧就坐低
，and sit down。
咁好多个命令出咗嚟噶啦。
So many orders have been given。
然后再命令个手
，and then to order the hand。
将嗰嚿嘢放落你个口
，now put that piece of food in your mouth。
咁然后咧，你个口就会擘开。
And then you open the mouth。
你个口点会擘开咧
？And why would the mouth open？
因为又一个命令传到去嗰处。
Because another order was given。
咁啊，然后就话咬落去咯。
And then bite。
你咬咗落去咁咪了啊？
And then after you bite, what happens?
嚼佢咯。
And chew.
嚼完咁又点
？And after you chew, what happens? And swallow.
吞咗落去又点
？After you swallow, what happens?
食第二啖咯。
Then eat another bite.
照做一轮咯。
And repeat that.
做到你觉得够为止。
Repeat that till you think it is enough.
然后个胃嗰处咧就话：哎呀，我唔饿啦，我饱啦。
And then the stomach says, oh, I'm full.
好啦，一个完整嘅动作就停止啦。
And so that would be the end of that directive.
正知问你睇咁简单嘅我哋生活里面一啲嘅事。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that very simple in our daily living.
你留意得到嗰个头同身体嗰个关系。
You can see the relationship of the head and the body.
所以因此喺身体嘅长大嘅里面
Therefore, in the growth of the body.
首先头一件事情我哋必须要好清楚嘅能够掌握住。
The first thing,
这个头同身体的那个关系
we must grab onto very firmly is the relationship between the head and the body.
在教会的长大的里面同样是一样
It is the same in the growth of the church.
那教会怎么能够长大呢
How is it that the church can grow?
首先你必须要认识你要接受哪一个是元首
First, you must know and accept who is the head.
弟兄姊妹，如果你话教会嘅长老系元首，你就错咗啦。
Brothers and sisters, if you say the elders are the head of the church, then you are wrong.
原谅我咁样讲啦。
Forgive me for saying this.
今日坐喺度只系得一个元首。
There's only one head that's sitting here.
就婴儿弟兄喺树咯。
That's Brother Simon.
另外一个弟兄今日唔喺树。
Another brother's not here today.
咁就咁样好啲啊。
Oh, it's better this way.
只能够有一个元首啊。
There can only be one head.
如果两个元首咁就好惨啦。
If there's two heads, then there's a lot of problems.
两个元首咁就唔知。怎样安排事情
with two heads then, I don't know what we need to arrange.
我们有时看一些旧时中国的古仔又有时看到有一些很特殊的报道说哎呀发现一些蛇是两个头的。
Sometimes we read the Chinese stories or some articles that say, oh, we discovered two-headed snakes.
我就时时想了。
And I always think.
它两个头。
There's two heads.
尤其是现在 有喺電視上面有啲細蚊仔嘅節目啊，有，我都唔記得嗰個係咩節目啊，好似係唔記得啦，不過頂尖人哋知道嘅啦。有兩個頭嘅。
And so I don't know exactly what program it is, but it's a cartoon, and there is a dragon with two heads.
問啲年幼嘅弟兄姊妹，大概佢哋仲清楚多啲。
So if you ask the younger ones, then you know what I'm talking about.
我睇到嗰啲咁嘅嘢，我就諗。
And so when I see those kind of pictures, I would think to myself,
佢哋點樣去決定一啲行動咧？
Now, when there are two heads, then who decides
what to do? 要揾呢個頭話要去嗰邊，嗰個頭話要去嗰邊。
If one head says I want to go this way and another head says I want to go that way, then what do they do?
如果話佢哋要食嘢，
if they want to eat,
有人送過嚟啦，
and someone give them food,
咁究竟係呢個頭咬定係嗰個頭去食咧？
Then which head will take the bite of food?
好彩係得翻一個元首喺樹。
Oh, but luckily for us, there's only one hand here.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋睇人做元首嘅話，我哋就完全摸唔着邊際。
Brothers and sisters, if we look at people, if we look at the person as the head, then we're not even touching the border of the matter.
冇錯，喺教會行政嘅處理上邊，係神安排咗有長老有執事。
Yes, in the administration affairs of the church, God has ordained elders and deacons.
佢哋喺服事上，喺服事嘅上邊，佢哋有分工。
In the matter of service and ministry, they have their different offices.
但教会嘅元首系边个咧？
But who is the head of the
church? 教会嘅头系边个咧？
Who is the head of the church?
只有基督自己。
Only Christ himself.
所有嘅人，包括长老执事，
everyone, including the elders and the deacons,
都要服喺呢个元首嘅权柄嘅底下。
They must all submit under the authority of this head.
去接受呢位元首嘅调度。
To accept the direction from this head.
他根据这位元首的那个安排。
To follow the arrangements of this head.
是依据他所定规的旨意来去执行。
It is according to his will that things are carried out.
弟兄姊妹，教会不是一个普通的社会的社团。
Brothers and sisters, the church is not any common organization.
有什么事情就举手来解决。
If there are any issues, then we just raise our hands and vote.
教会里面要解决问题。
If there's any issues in the church,
是回到神的话的里面,
we must go back to the word of God.
虽然是有很多的弟兄和姊妹或者他们负责有行政的责任。
Even though there may be brothers and sisters who are responsible for administration.
但是他们虽然负行政的责任，但从来没有站过元首的地位。
Even though they may be responsible for administration, they have never stood on the ground of being the head.
元首的地位从头到尾只有基督。
The headship always and only belongs to Christ.
只有基督是教会的头。
Only Christ is the head of the church.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们要实际去操练的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we get into the actual
process, 首先我们要碰到的一个最大的那个问题。
The first issue we'll come into is the big one.
如果教会的元首不是基督，
if the head of the church is not Christ,
弟兄姊妹，你就发现为什么教会历史的里面所记录下来的是这么多教会的混乱，而不是教会的好表现。
And brothers and sisters, what you can see recorded throughout history is only confusion from the church and not the good performance of the church.
连同我们自己在里面，如果不是主做我们的头的话呢？
That includes us, if it is not for the Lord to be our head.
我们整个属灵的生命是停滞在那个树的。
Then our entire spiritual life will stop right on this track.
不单止停滞在那个树的，甚至知道是吹向枯干的。
And not only will it stop, but it will also wither.
虽然生命不知道死亡，但是会枯干。
Though that life would not be destroyed, it will wither.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当主的话带领我们去进入实际的操练的时候，
When the Lord's words lead us into actual exercise,
首先他就叫我们去留意到，
The first thing he tells us to pay attention to,
在教会里面哪一个是元首？
In the church, who is the head?
然后第二个部分要留意的了。
And then the next point to pay attention to,
那时怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
他说联于元首基督，
joined, which is, grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
然后四章十六节那处就说，
And then chapter 4, verse 16 says,
全心若靠他联络得合适,白节各按各职,照着各体的功用彼此相助,就叫身体渐渐的长大。
From whom the whole body fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
那么第二件事是什么?
Then what is the second point?
就身体上面的肢体的配搭。
Then that is the coordination of the members of the body.
弟兄姊妹,如果我们要一个身体的成长,
brothers and sisters, if we want this body to grow,
肢体的配搭一定要正常。
The coordination of these members must be normal.
肢体的配搭一定要不出难,不发生难处。
There should not be any difficulty with the coordination of these members.
是非常非常的互相去配合。
That they will work jointly together.
正如我刚才举过,你去雪柜那里找东西吃。
Just as I gave you the illustration of going to look for food in the refrigerator.
在那里,那件事情解决了,究竟牵连到多少个肢体呢?
Now, in order for that order to be taken care of fully, how many members did it involve?
第一就是脚啦,
first the feet,
第二就是手啦,
then the hand,
第三就是眼啦,
then the eyes,
第四就是口啦,
and then the mouth,
第五就是牙齿啦,
and the teeth,
第六就是食管,食道啦,
and then the throat,
第七呢?
And then,
肚本身,
the stomach itself.
弟兄姊妹,你看看,好像这么简单的事情,
now, brothers and sisters, in that illustration, it seems so simple.
牵涉到,哎呦,不止,还有一条脷啊。
Now, not only those members I mentioned, but even the tongue.
弟兄姊妹,如果你没有条脷,你吃不到东西。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't have your tongue, you cannot eat.
你说,当然没有条脷啊。 就没味道的了嘛?
You say, of course, if I don't have my tongue, I don't have my taste buds.
不是味道那么简单的。
I'm not speaking simply about the taste buds.
你去医院打点滴的时候,需要这条脷动吗?
Now, when you have the dripping of the saline into your body, you're being fed, then you don't need your tongue to move at all.
你没有那条脷,你一样可以吸收到的。
So without your tongue, you can still absorb.
但我们讲正常,不是讲你病态。
But I'm speaking normally, not when you're in a condition where you're ill and abnormal.
你正常的,你当然用口吃东西。
When you're in a normal condition, you'll eat with your mouth.
我的牙齿会咬东西就行了。
You say, oh, as long as my teeth can bite things,
I'm fine. 我的食道会动,拧那些东西下去就行了。
As long as I can swallow, then that is fine.
弟兄姊妹,如果没有那条脷啊,
but brothers and sisters, without
your tongue, 咬来咬去都是那个位置。
When you keep on biting, it's the same place you're biting.
譬如说你吃烧鸭髀,
or when you're eating your duck's drumstick.
你一口咬下去,就是烧鸭髀,就咬到下来了。
And you bite it in, then you bit into the drumstick.
你再咬呢,仍然是那个位。
But when you bite, it's still the same place.
你继续咬下去,一度咬了,咬了,咬了,都是那个位。
When you keep on biting and biting, it's still the same place you're biting.
如果是这样的话,你吞不吞得到那个?
If you keep on biting the same place, then you swallow. No.
那你怎么吞啊?
So how can you swallow?
弟兄姊妹,这是很细微,我们生活里面每一个人都经过的。
Brothers and sisters, these are very minute, but each of us experience it.
一个很自然的现象。
A very natural phenomenon.
你在那里咬了个鸭髀下来,
when you bite that drumstick,
你就在那里咬,
you're biting and biting.
那条脷就跟着你的咬来动。
And so then the tongue is moving accordingly with your biting.
就好像洗衣机那样的拨,将那些东西反转给你,一口一口咬,每次咬下去都不是那个同一个地方。
So it's just like the cycle in the washing machine. It keeps on turning the piece of food for you to bite at different places, not the same place.
结果呢,你就咬碎了那个肉,
as a result then,
噗,就吞了下去。
You have chewed and minced the meat to a swallowable, to be able to swallow it down.
弟兄姊妹,你留意,这是一个非常非常明显的事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention, that is very, very clear.
教会的成长,一个最大的难处就是,
the growth of the church and a big difficulty there is,
神的儿女看不见身体,
that the children of God do not see the body.
当然就更进一步,看不到肢体。
Of course, then, even more, they do not see members of the body.
看不到肢体有两方面,
they do not see the two sides
第一,
of the members.
看不到自己是肢体,
They first do not see that they themselves are a member.
另一方面,看不到别的弟兄姊妹是肢体.
On the other hand, they do not see other brethren are members as well.
感谢赞美我们的主.
But we praise and thank our Lord.
我们可以做愚昧的人.
Yes, we may be foolish.
但是神的话指明给我们看.
But the word of God tells us very clearly.
我们成长的路是怎样走.
This is the path of our growth.
你必须是按着神的安排. 肢体之间要有一个合宜的配搭.
It must be according to the arrangement of God, and that there is accordingly working together of the members of the body. We must live within the members of one body. We cannot say with or without the members of that body, it's none of my business.
你也不能够说,我都不知道我究竟是不是在身体上的一个肢体。
And you cannot say, I don't know if I'm a member of that body.
但弟兄姊妹很稀奇的。
God, brothers and sisters, amazingly.
我们这个身体自从从无腹里面生下来的时候,
As soon as we have our body from our mother's womb,
我的鼻哥从来不会怀疑究竟你是不是在 某某人那个头上面那个位的,
My nose has never doubted the fact that am I a member of this body.
任何一个肢体他都不会怀疑。
None of the members of my body ever doubted if it is a member of this body.
因为他很自然的就在那树,
Because very naturally,
他很自然的在那树就显出个功用。
Very naturally, it will manifest its function.
连你走去动物园看那些马骝啊,
Even when you go into the zoo and look at the monkeys,
你给他吃的东西,和给他不吃的东西。
If you throw something at it, whether they know if it's edible or not,
他很清楚知道的,
they know very clearly.
他的动作是最简单的,
their action is very simple.
他撿起上来闻一闻,
they will pick up the piece of item and smell it.
接受得的就擘大个口, 不接受得的就丢.
If they can, it's edible, they'll open their mouth and eat it, otherwise they'll throw it away.
很自然的,
it's very natural.
为什么?
Why?
因为他身体里面,
because it is all in this body.
他那个身体里面,
and the members of that body work coordinately that way.
但弟兄姊妹,在教会的成长的过程里面,
but brothers and sisters, in the growth of the body, the children of God is posed with this very great problem.
那个严肃的问题就是说,
and the serious issue is,
他必须要看见身体,
we must see the body.
但是神的儿女就常常不太容易看见身体,
but many a times, the children neglect to see the body.
你说应该是很自然的, 怎么会看不到呢?
You say that should be very natural. Why is it that they do not see the body?
但是你不能不留意到这个人就是人堕落所带来的一个结果。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot but say this is a result of the fall of man.
弟兄姊妹,你留意到在伊甸园的堕落里面,最大的一个特征是什么?
Brothers and sisters, in the fall in the Garden of Eden, what is the outstanding point about that?
最大的特征就是说,一切是以我作主。
All that is based on that I am the boss.
当然,这个堕落的结果就先将元首否定了。
Of course, the premise of that is first you deny the head.
同时是将身体的其他配搭的肢体都否定了。
And then you deny all the coordinate working together of the body.
因为只有我自己就够了。
So as long as it's just me and I, then that's enough.
弟兄姊妹,你记得撒旦对人那个诱惑的应许是什么?
Brothers and sisters, you remember what that temptation, that deception from Satan was.
他说你吃的日子就眼睛明亮。
If the day you eat of it, your eyes shall be enlightened.
你就如同神一样。
You'll be as God.
那既然你是神,你还需要其他的?
And so, if you're as God, then why do you need all the other members?
你还需要神来作你的主呢?
Why do you still need God to be your Lord? You are your Lord.
弟兄姊妹,这个就是人堕落的最严肃、最关键的那个点。
Brothers and sisters, this is the critical point for man's fall.
在基督的身体的长大的里面,
in the growth of the body of Christ,
我不知道神安排这个这样的长大的 那个法则是不是就是去对付这个人堕落的那个结果?
I don't know if this the way of growth for the church is to deal with the result of man's fall in this way.
但是如果你说有这样的可能, 那真的有这样的可能。
If you say that is a possibility, yes it is.
因为神在人身上所有的造就是要叫人脱离自己而进入基督。
Because all of God's work upon man is for man to be delivered from the self and enter into Christ.
进入基督也好，进入基督的身体也好。
Whether it's enter into Christ or the body of Christ.
但是你都非常清楚看到，如果人的自己还是强大到个地步，唯我独尊的话。
But brothers and sisters, you can see whatever the case is, if man's self is still so strong that only me and I,
这样等于身体没办法能够显得出来。
Then there is no way for the body to be manifested.
因为我们大家都同样这样的心思。
Because we all have the same will.
你就是你，我就是我。
You are you and I am me.
他就是他。
Then that person is that person.
没什么关系。
We have no relationship.
但我们感谢赞美我们的神。
But we praise and thank our God.
当我们接受神的儿子作我们救主的时候。
But when we receive the Son of God as our Savior.
圣灵的浸在我们的身上面做了一件大事。
The baptism of the Spirit has done a great thing upon us.
他将我们浸入了基督的身体。
That he has baptized us into the body of Christ.
不在乎你知道还是不知道。
Whether you're aware of it or not.
神的圣灵已经做了一件事。
And the Holy Spirit of God has already done it.
将我们摆了入去基督的身体。
And he has placed us into the body of Christ.
生咗入去基督嘅身体嘅里面。
So that we have been begun into the body of
Christ. 或者我哋浸咗我哋入去基督嘅身体嘅里面。
Or that we have been baptized into the body of Christ.
自自然然嘅，你就成咗基督身体里面嘅一个肢体。
Very naturally, now we have become a member of the body of Christ.
等之为呢个系我哋嘅属灵嗰个窍打开，亦或唔打开。
Brothers and sisters, this.Whether our spiritual understanding is open or not.
如果这个窍打开，我们的属灵的成长，那条路就宽敞。
If this understanding is open, then our spiritual path is brought before us.
如果这个窍不打开，我们属灵成长那条路呢，就狭窄。
If that understanding is not open to us, then our spiritual path ahead of us is very narrow.
就弯曲的。
Very crooked.
我所以话佢狭窄弯曲。
I say that it is narrow and crooked.
我又唔话佢系封闭。
I do not say it is closed.
原因就系话。
The reason for that.
因为神要把我哋造成基督嘅身体。
Because God is to form us into the body of Christ.
我哋今日自己要揾一条弯路嚟行呢
？If we want to look for that crooked path to walk on.
神会允许我哋行一阵。
God will allow us to go on that way for a while.
但是他不会允许我们行到底。
But he will not allow for us to go on that way
to the end. 所以相当时间他会调转我们的脚步。
So in due time, he will turn our path.
相当的时间他会打开我们的心窍。
In due time, he will open up that understanding.
叫我们发现到我们的愚昧。
That will discover our own foolishness.
叫我们发现到自己走在一条弯曲的路上。
So that we discover we are on the crooked way.
我们就慢慢慢慢转回回到神的心意的里头。
Then we'll gradually return back to the heart of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
等一下我十分盼望所有爱主的人都能够在主自己的话的光照的底下你留意到这个头和身体的关系。
Brothers and sisters, I desire very much for all who love the Lord under the enlightenment of the Word of God to see this relationship between the head and the body.
好了，都等机会在这点上面走了过来了。
Now, brothers and sisters, who have gone beyond that.
你想想就从以弗所书里面你看到有几件事情。
Then you will see from the book of Ephesians of several matters.
在中文圣经的在圣经的里面呢在第四章的中间一路到到第五章的尾对不起一路到到在第四章的中第四章的中间到到第五章的中间。
From the middle of chapter 4 in Ephesians to the middle of chapter 5 in Ephesians,
圣灵用了五个用了五次一个用了五次这个叫做连接词 conjunction.
That Holy Spirit have used five conjunctions in this passage in the middle of chapter 4 to the middle of chapter 5.
这个五个连接词呢在中文圣经呢都翻译做一个词。
It is the same term in the Chinese translation in these five places.
在中文圣经就翻译所以。
It is translated therefore or wherefore.
在英文圣经的里面呢，大概会有啲版本唔同，就有啲唔同。不过弟兄姊妹，你一定睇到嗰度系一个连接词。
Brothers and sisters, you will see that conjunction there, depending on your translation. But, therefore, or wherefore.
当弟兄姊妹你留意到呢个点嘅时候
，Now, brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to that point,
你留意到呢五个连接词啊，就带出咗五方面嘅。
You will discover then these five conjunctions bring us to five practical exercises.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这个五个连接词呢
？Now these five conjunctions.
我们可以说是五个生活的属灵生活的原则。
You can say there are five spiritual principles which we live
by. 不是说个所以本身是原则。
It is not because that but or therefore is there.
是说五个连接词所引出来的那个信息。
But it is the message behind that conjunction that is the principle.
The message
behind that conjunction.
就是一个生活的原则。
That is the principle of life.
来指导我们怎样活在身体的里面。
To direct us how to live in the body.
来叫我们那个生命的成长。
In order for this life to
grow. 因为我特别要让大家去留意一件事。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay special attention to this.
在第四章的中间开始就是讲到实际的操练。
Starting from the middle of chapter 4, it says on actual practical exercise.
这个实际操练的目的是建立基督的身体。
The purpose of this practical exercise is to establish the body of Christ.
而在这个建立基督身体的操练的开始呢
And at the beginning of the exercise of the establishing the body of Christ,
圣灵先叫我们看到我们和主的关系。
The Holy Spirit first calls us to see our relationship with the Lord.
然后就带我们进入实际的操练。
And then brings us into actual practice.
这实际的操练呢
This actual practice
是从个人开始。
Begins individually.
我刚才都说特别提到五个连接词呢
Therefore, I mentioned those five conjunctions.
全部是直接是关乎个人在神的面前怎样去活。
Has directly to do with how we individually live.Then, brothers and sisters, you'll find this strange.
既然是讲到身体，又讲到配搭，这个是团体。
If you're talking about the body and coordination, that is corporate.
咁点解一进到实际里面嘅时候就变成个人呢
Now, why is it then when it is practical, it becomes individual?
这个是一个非常实际嘅事情。
This is very practical.
嗰实际喺边处呢
Why is it so practical?
教会嘅建造系大事。
Yes, the building of the church is a great thing.
教会嘅建造系每一个神嘅儿女都有份在其中嘅事。
All the children of God is involved in this building of the church.
但系呢个建造嘅起点呢，就唔系一个团体嗰度嚟做起点。
But the starting point of this building is not corporate.
呢个建造嘅起点系个人嘅起点。
The starting point of this building is individual.
当然弟兄姊妹你一想你就知道一定是个人的起点。
Of course, brothers and sisters, when you think about it, you'll realize it starts with an individual.
因为首先你留意到的就是救恩是个人。
Because first you'll see that our salvation is individual.
救恩不是团体。
It is not corporate.
我一个人信主是我一个人得救。
If I believe in the Lord, I am saved only myself.
过往有很多人读圣经读得不够准就以为哇你一个人信主全家都得救。
If we do not read the Bible accurately, have some in the past that if you're saved, then your whole household is saved.
当然你一个人先信主你全家有机会可以继续得救。
Yes, of course, if you first believe in the Lord, then that will be a channel for your entire household to believe in the Lord.
因为你会把福音带入你的家。
Because you will bring the gospel to your
house. 但绝对不是你一个人信全家都得救。
But it is not that you believe and your household is saved.
如果你不相信的话你回去使徒行传细细去读那段的话。
If you do not believe what I'm saying, you read carefully what it says there in the book of Acts.
圣灵并没有用保罗去给人这个应许。
God has not, the Holy Spirit did not use Paul to give this promise.
因人信主全家得救。
That if you're saved, then your whole household is saved. No.
圣灵在那处被用着保罗所讲的是指出得救那条路。
But what the Holy Spirit is saying is using Paul to point out the way for salvation.
他说当信主耶稣。
That you must believe in the Lord Jesus.
你和你一家都必得救。
Both you and your household will be saved.
你读清楚是一件什么事
You can read very carefully.
当信主耶稣
You must believe in the Lord.
你信主耶稣
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你得救
you're saved.
你一家信主耶稣,
if your house believes in the Lord Jesus, then your house will be saved. Brothers and sisters, the word of God is
very
clear. But man's foolishness always changes the word of God. Of course, behind those things is the deception of the enemy. Now we won't go off that tangent.
我十分盼望神的言语,
I desire for the children of God.
你很清楚看到,
to see very clearly that all spiritual exercises begins individually. But the purpose is not, individual practice is not the purpose.
初年开始是个人,
the practice begins individually.
初年的结果是团体,
but spiritually, the purpose is corporate.
用以弗所书的说话来说, 属灵操练的结果是身体。
To use the words in Ephesians, the individual spiritual exercise is for the body.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们必须要留意到,我得救了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must take note. Yes, I am saved.
或者一些主在主里面日子内的弟兄姊妹就说,你好好要追求长大了。
Or there may be some older brothers and sisters in the Lord to encourage you, you must pursue to grow.
你说我为什么要长大?
Then you might say, why do I have to pursue to grow?
我永远是小孩子,那不是挺好?
It's best that I'm always a child.
入到来聚会,个个都来抱我一下。
No, that, once I come into congregation, everyone would want to hold me.
个个都来注意我。
And everyone pays attention to me.
个个都来呵住我。
Everyone will protect me.
嘿,这么爽。
Oh, that will be great.
如果我长大了的时候,没人理,没人理得到我了。
If I grow up, then nobody will pay attention to me.
相反的,人家要求我去理他。
On the contrary, they will ask me to take care of someone else.
当然人家理我,好过我去理人。
It's always best to be taken care of than to take care of someone else.
这个人的天然里面,那个堕落。
Brothers and sisters, that is the fallen nature of man.
但是主不要我们留在那个幼稚的里面。
But the Lord does not desire for us to remain in that immaturity.
他要求我们长大。
But he wants us to grow.
所以长大是个人的。
So yes, growth is individual.
但是长大的结果是叫我们进入身体。
But the goal of that growth is for us to enter into the body.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因此弟兄姊妹,这是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is extremely important.
让我们首先来留意。
Let us first take note.
我刚才特别跟弟兄姊妹提到了五个 连接词,
now, I may mention with brothers and sisters, there are five conjunctions.
我们今次只能够看第四章的两个,
we can only see the two conjunctions in chapter 4 this time.
连看个两个都没时候看这个,
actually, we don't even have time
for
those
two. 我只给弟兄姊妹看留意这件事,
but I will point it out for brothers and sisters to take note of that.
弟兄姊妹先自己去留意,将来有机会我们交通,我们就交通。
Brothers and sisters, you first take note of that. When we have the opportunity in the future, we will share into it.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, take note.
我先点了那几个连接词给弟兄姊妹留意先。
Let me first point out those conjunctions for you.
第一个连接词在哪里呢?
Where is the first one?
在17节。
Verse 17.
第四章的17节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
读中文圣经的弟兄姊妹你看到是所以了。
Very clearly in the Chinese translation, it just says the same term.
在英文是 therefore. 然后第二个呢?
And the second one,
第二个是25节,
verse 25,
所以你们要弃绝谎言了,
wherefore, putting away lies.
第三个呢?
The third one,
第三个就是在第五章第一节了,
chapter 5, verse 1,
那个就是所以你们该效法神,
be ye therefore followers of God.
然后第四个呢,就在第七节了,
verse 7, chapter 5, verse 7 is the fourth one.
他说,所以你们不要与他们同伙了。
Be not ye therefore partakers with them.
第五个呢,就14节了。
fifth one in chapter 14.
所以主说,你睡着的人要受光照。
Wherefore the Lord saith, awake thou hast sleepeth.
在中文圣经里面,你看到五个连接词都是用所以来翻译出来。
You can see the same translation in the Chinese.
在英文圣经里面呢,就不是用同一个字,但是同一个意。
In the English translation, it's not the same word, but it is the same meaning.
弟兄姊妹,你留意到,这五个连接词所带出来的是五个生活的态度。
Brothers and sisters, these five conjunctions bring about five attitudes we have in our daily living.
在第四章的两个呢,是消极的。
The first two in chapter 4 are passive.
第五章的三个呢,是积极的。
The three that are in chapter 5 are active, positive.
所以弟兄们你特别注意到,这个原,当我们在成长的开始的时候呢,首先就是
Therefore, in the contact we have initially in our growth, it is the attitude of our living that is addressed. When you speak on this attitude in which we live, the first thing we must ask is, why are you living?
或者问你的生活的意义是什么?
Or what is the meaning of your life?
有一件很清楚的事情,
this is very clear.
一提到这个生活的态度,或者生活的意义,
when you mention about this meaning of life or the attitude of
your life,
very naturally you counter into what is right and wrong.
对或错,
it is right or wrong. This is right. That is wrong. You must do that which is right. You must not touch that which is wrong. That is right and wrong.
但弟兄们一个事情很清楚的,
brothers and sisters, this is very clear. It is very easy to understand right from wrong. We all have our own standards.
但是那个标准就是给你 去分辨什么是对,什么是不对。
That standard is for you to discern what is right and what is wrong.
但问题不是在乎你知道什么是对,什么是不对。
But the issue does not lie whether you understand what is right or wrong.
问题是,你知道这样怎样? 你要活出来才行的。
The issue is, so what if you know? You must live it out.
你知道而活不出来就等于不知道。
If you know and cannot live it out, then it's as if you do not know.
但只不过你的难处就是了,怎样活出来?
That is our difficulty. How do I live this out?
这个就直接牵涉到生活的态度的问题。
Yes, directly have to do with the attitude of our living.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在头一个连接词那处,
in the first conjunction,
他把我们带回到主自己的生命里头。
It brings us back to the life of the Lord.
要叫我们学会,我们的生活不是根据我们的思想,
so that we would learn that our living is not according to what we think.
不是根据我们的爱好,
it is not according to what we like.
不是根据我们的倾向,
it is not according to our inclination.
那是根据什么?
Then what is it according to?
又不是思想,又不是爱好,又不是倾向,还有什么好根据?
It's not our mind of God or our inclination. What is it according to then?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
关键就是这些,
and that is the key.
是叫我们根据生命,
it is according to life.
弟兄姊妹,你晓得, 思想也好,倾向也好,爱好也好,都是在我们这个旧的生命的魂里面走出来。
Brothers and sisters, regardless of what we think, what we like, or what we are inclined to, it is all from the old man that is in our soul.
不理你摆得出来的理由是多高,
no matter what reasoning you have, how high it is.
一切从魂里面出来的东西就是亚当,
all that is from the soul then, it is from Adam.
他可能有光明果,
yes, there may be contents of light in that.
但是那个结果是叫你那一点的光明就成了你在那处抗拒神的那个根据。
Yet, even that very little bit of light or goodness in that soul will be the foundation of the
soul.是这么微妙的那件事情。
And it is that minute.
所以我们必须要在神的面前懂得你怎样从魂的那个范围里面的活动里面被分别出来。
Therefore, that is our lesson to learn and know how to be delivered from the activity of the soul. Then, how are we able to be separated from the activity of the soul? Then you must learn to follow the fact that Christ is your life. We praise and thank
God.
Now I only point this out for brothers and sisters.
今天没办法交通下去的了。
We do not have time to share on today.
下次我回来跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候,我细致地去留意。
Next time when I return with brothers and sisters, we'll pay attention in detail.
第二件事情要留意嘅呢,
the second point to pay attention, that is passively,
不要叫聖靈擔憂,
do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣经里面的说话,
that is the direct words from the Holy Bible.
你不要让圣灵在你里面擔憂,
do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
你不要让圣灵在里面,在你的里头,为你来背个重担,
do not allow for the Holy Spirit to bear this burden within you.
弟兄姊妹,认真讲起上来,这是一件事情的两面,
brothers and sisters, to be very strict, this is two sides of one coin.
生命是叫我们晓得我们要怎样作准确的拣选,
life will cause us to know what is the correct choice we ought to choose.
圣灵的担忧, 是要叫我们晓得我们的拣选不准确,所以要停在那里。
The grievance of the Holy Spirit allows for us to know that is the wrong choice and we should stop.
弟兄姊妹,这都是一个属灵的操练。
Brothers and sisters, that is all a spiritual exercise.
今次下两个星期,刚弟兄过来的时候,会同我们交通的属灵的操练,一些很基本的东西。
2 weeks from now, Brother Kong will come to share with us very practical matters of spiritual exercise.
我不知道他的具体的内容,
I don't know the actual content of his sharing,
但我相信他总是带我们回到这个生命的原则的上面,
but I do believe that he will lead us back into these principles of life.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
但愿主用他自己的话来吸引我们更多的去翻到他自己的话的当中,
may the Lord use His words to captivate us, to compel us to return more to His words, to seek light from His words. I think I must end here tonight. If I continue on, I cannot end even by one then. May the Lord use the Holy Spirit to speak to us directly, personally, that which He desires for us to know. Let us pray together.
父神,我们感谢你,
Father God, we thank Thee.
你将你自己的爱子想赐给我们,
Thou hast given us Thy beloved Son.
你叫我们得着你的爱子作我们的生命,
and Thou hast given Thy Son to be our life.
你用着你爱子的生命叫我们成为基督的身体,
that You have used the life of Your Son for us to be the body of Christ.
你要照着你的定义,从我们的身上来带出你永远的旨意,
and according to Thy will, You will bring forth Your eternal purpose in us.
因此我们求你,叫我们的灵里面常常维持一个苏醒的光景,
therefore may You allow for our spirit always to be alert.
并且你圣灵的光照是不住的在那树,将赐人智慧启示的,
and the enlightenment of Your Holy Spirit, which gives us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, continue to increase to us, so that our eyes will be enlightened, so that we will always see the pleasure of Your will to follow.
我们的主,我们承认我们带着很多的愚昧和无知,
Lord, we do confess we have much foolishness and ignorance.
但愿你按着你的拣选的恩典,救我们脱离这一切的限制和捆绑,
but according to the choice of Your grace, that You will deliver us from these limitations and bondage,
把我们带进那个完整又丰满的基督身体的见证的里面,
that You will bring us into that complete and rich testimony of the body of Christ.
主要我们敬拜赞美你,
Lord, we praise and thank
Thee,
because indeed Thou art gracious to us.
我们不会拣选你的,
and when we do not know how to choose Thee, that You would encourage us to choose You.
我们有点对你的爱慕的,求主加添,直到我们在你的面前是整个的,以你来作我们的主。
If we do have a little bit of desire before You, that You will continue to increase so that we would choose You completely as our choice.
敬拜赞美都要归给你,
may all praises and worship be given to Thee.
但愿你自己话里面所带出来的祝福都显明在我们各人的身上,
may all the blessing that is in Thy word be manifested upon us.
我们这样祈祷仰望奉主耶稣基督的名,
we look to Thee and pray in Thy name.
Amen.